goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night. When
away.
Dreams become old.
It's Friday afternoon. I'm not hearing me in my headphones. It's Friday afternoon, everyone. It is time for the divorce hour. It was a beautiful day in New York City. Now it looks like it might pour. But it's still a good time to talk about divorce and talk about next June when you could be a June bride or a June groom. Today, I am very pleased to be joined by not just one guest, but two. Susan Herzog and Emily Jonas of Jonas and Herzog, Mediation and Cooperative Divorce. Mediation is probably the fastest and easiest and thus the least expensive way of getting divorced. And if for our listeners in the state of New Jersey, before you can get to a trial, you have to have one. It's called mandatory economic mediation. You've got to see a mediator at least once. I will tell you, it's great. Susan and Emily are experts in this. If you have questions or comments for either of my guests or for me, remember the call-in number is 877-480-1200. We'd love to hear from you. Before I get to my guests, I just want to give you a brief update of the upcoming shows. Next week is the big Father's Day show. We will have a men's divorce coach, John Prezioso, in studio. And the show that I have been talking about and truly looking forward to is coming up in 2 weeks from today. Marina Lombardi, who is now 18, wrote a book when she was 16 entitled It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Put your kids around the computer. Listen in. Let them call in. I've got guests booked through the month of July. Mark Huppert will be back talking about getting sexy again after a divorce. July 9th is the networking show. July 16th is collaborative divorce, although we may get into a little of that today. July 23rd is domestic violence. And July 30th, we're going to talk about divorce from a woman's perspective, emotional issues, the depletion of emotional resources with Dr. Lisa English. Got a lot of great shows coming up. I want to remind everyone that it's your show, too. I've selected the topics that I will personally want to know about. Again, as I've said on previous shows, I have been a divorce attorney for now 30 years. 2 years ago, I thought I knew everything there was to know about divorce. Then I became a divorce litigant and moved away from home and learned how little I truly know. So please, email me with the topics you're interested in at larry@divorcebybloom.com or call me at 212-964-3502. Which brings us to today's guests. Now, my divorce practice is centered on high conflict matters, but I truly understand the value of mediation. I am now in my own divorce in the process of mediation. We have resolved every single issue except one with the mediator. We have more mediation sessions planned. I would have used Jonas and Herzog. However, I have known Ms. Herzog since the 1970s, and I did not think it was appropriate. However, you guys should use them. They know what they're doing. You have to bear with me, ladies. This is my first time with two guests. I know how to deal with one guest at a time, but let's see how we can do with two. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
We're good.
Okay, good. Welcome. I've really been looking forward to this. Susan, I know we waited through the wedding of your son in order to get this session going, but I'm glad you're here. although I would have preferred to have had you here before my first mediation session.
Sorry.
It's okay. It was a great wedding. Listeners, if you have questions, please give us a call again, 877-480-4120. I'm going to ask each of you to give us your background, experience, and qualifications to do a divorce mediation, because everybody should have some sort of area of expertise, and my listeners should know what your issues, what your experience is.
Okay. I actually started out as a community mediator, and then I ran a high school mediation program helping kids resolve conflicts without violence. After that, I was the director of court services for the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, where I represented children on high conflict custody cases. And in doing so, I represented the kids. There were matrimonial attorneys representing the parents. The cases dragged on, and I saw firsthand the deleterious effect of divorce on the children. And I said, maybe if I become a matrimonial attorney, I could, you know, help move these cases along. Well, I worked for two different matrimonial law firms, and after that I saw, you know, these cases were dragging out. It was hurting families. It wasn't helping them. And that's when I got into divorce mediation, and it's been a much better experience for
everyone. Let me ask you this, Emily. This is Emily who's talking first. You were trained as, your education was in law, or was it in psychotherapy?
No, I'm an attorney.
You are an attorney.
Yes.
You have, according to my notes, you've been doing this for over 25 years.
Yes. I've been doing mediation for over 25 years and divorce mediation for about over 8 years.
Okay. And Susan, what's your background?
Well, I started out as getting a master's in social work, and I fell into being a couples therapist, which I did for a number of years prior to going to law school. And then after law school, I worked in a general practice, and I was searching for the right combination of my two degrees. And
I think you found it.
And I found it. I had an epiphany with my closest friend, who is also a mediator in California, at a conference, and I realized that this was the right thing for me. And then I was lucky enough to find Emily, and we've mediated together, and it's been a great experience.
Do you each have your own caseload, or do you work together on these things?
We primarily, thus far, have worked together, but we also have our own caseload, so we are more than willing to do both. The advantage is that oftentimes things can be complicated, and it's wonderful to have someone else to bounce ideas off of, but we do either.
Okay, that's great. Could you tell me what mediation is?
Tell you what it is?
Yeah, tell me what divorce mediation is. Let's talk about that. This is a divorce show. We might as well talk about divorce mediation.
Okay. Divorce mediation, it's a process whereby we act as neutral third parties together to help the people, divorcing couples, address every issue in divorce, from custody, time spent with the kids, how to divide up assets, how to divide up debt, and everything else that's relevant to the divorce. We do not take sides, and we do not tell them what to do. We help them generate maybe some creative solutions that meet their family's needs. And it's a confidential and completely voluntary process. Nobody has to participate unless they want to be there, and they can quit at any time.
And anything that they say in the mediation process, I assume, is privileged and can't be used in court.
Right. It is privileged, confidential, and we will not appear in court. If we get a subpoena to appear in court, let's say the case moves on to litigation, if it doesn't work out in mediation, we will go to great lengths not to be there unless we're forced to be there.
And I would imagine you have some sort of an agreement with the people that says you will not do that.
Yes, we do.
I would call it a retainer agreement. I don't know what you guys call it.
We call it an agreement to mediate, and in that agreement there is a section on confidentiality, and excuse me, and in that section we say that we will do everything, as Emily said, not to go to court. The reason is we want the the parties to feel completely comfortable to say everything that they want to say in the session and not feel constrained in any way.
Okay. That's a good thing to know. Do you guys do arbitration?
No, we do not.
Okay. And there are a couple of things that I want to know. Now, arbitration is really like being a judge and hearing the issues. And it could be binding arbitration or non-binding arbitration, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have so many questions about mediation. I can't even begin to get into it. Do you do it with lawyers present? Do the parties come in with lawyers? Do the parties come in? You know what? We're going to talk about that in a little bit when we come back. I would remind you again, I can ask questions all day. These young ladies can answer those questions. But if you have specific questions for them, give us a call at 877-480-4120. I am Larry Bloom, and this is the Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms, another great divorce song. It's the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom. I'm here with my guests and good friends, Emily Jonas and Susan Herzog. I understand we have a caller. Miranda is on line one.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Miranda. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Are you have a question for my guests or for me?
Yes. My husband and I are thinking of getting a divorce, and he just wants to go straight to litigation. How do I convince him to go to mediation?
One of you want to handle this? You want me to do it? Go ahead, okay. Emily.
The both of you, for example, if you wanted to come to see us, we offer a free consultation where we explain in great detail how mediation works, what it involves, what to expect. We make it very clear that it's voluntary and that anyone can try mediation, and if they don't wish to continue, they could then stop the process. So a lot of times when one spouse is reluctant to participate and they come in and they meet us or other mediators and they hear about the process, they then become more willing to at least at least try the process, and sometimes that gets mediation off the ground.
Another thing you can do is you can talk dollars and cents. If you litigate, you're paying a lot of money to a lawyer to fight. He's paying a lot of money to a lawyer to fight. If you go to mediation, you're not fighting. You're talking. It's a less expensive. I'm not quoting their fees for them, but I will tell you it's much less expensive than contested litigation. Where are you calling from, Miranda?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay, good, because we're all New Yorkers here.
Another advantage.
Yes.
Mediation is that if you and your spouse are willing to give it a try and you're able to work out just even some of the issues, possibly parenting time or child support, and then if for whatever reason you decide that you need to go to attorneys, you've not lost anything, you've only gained, and you can start with attorneys at that point. You don't have to lose what you've already worked out in mediation.
And sometimes you can, I know for my own, you just narrow the issues. So instead of fighting about everything under the sun, you're fighting about one or two things. I always say when people come into my office, the only thing they agree on is that they don't want to be married to each other anymore. Everything else they fight about. But the mediation process will get you on the same page for as many issues as possible. That makes sense, Miranda?
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, before you go, I'm going to ask my guests to give out their contact information just in case you want to call them.
Sure.
Okay, Emily.
Okay.
What's the name of your company?
It's Jonas and Herzog Mediation and Cooperative Divorce. And our website is newyorkmediator.com.
NY.
I'm sorry, I apologize. NYmediator.com, not New York, NY Mediator. And our contact number is 914-301-5920.
Okay, Miranda, do you have any more questions for either?
I do.
Go
in
ahead.
In addition to mediation, what about therapy? He's an alcoholic, and I wanted to see if we can have additional therapy. Do you know where I can get that from, or if this is something that can be done with mediation?
But there are a number of places you can go. I would suggest that your first stop be Al-Anon, and you tell them what that's for families of alcoholics. But let me ask my guests, since you're here, would you handle a case where there was substance abuse of any kind?
Generally, no. If there was any alcohol or drug abuse that would impede anyone's ability to work cooperatively toward an agreement or to cooperate, things like that, generally we would not handle it. However, we have a number of cases where one of the parties was an alcoholic, but they went through treatment and they got better, and then they began mediation.
And the truth is, once you're an alcoholic for life, even if you haven't had a drink in 20 years. So, but my suggestion to you would be to go to that type of thing, are you in therapy yourself, Miranda?
No.
Okay. So you don't have resources in that way. You could call up, I'm sure you could call up Emily and Susan, or you can call me up. And we can give you names of either therapists who handle those types of issues, or we can give you Al-Anon information, alcohol AA information. There are also a number of support groups you may want to go back on the archives of my shows and listen to my earlier show about divorce support groups, because they're a wealth of information. They really have a lot of things that are good. Anything else, Miranda?
No, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, so now we know about substance abuse and those issues. Are there any other types of things that you wouldn't get, circumstances where you wouldn't get involved, such as maybe domestic violence?
Yes, domestic violence is something that we screen very carefully for at the outset when a couple first calls us. And if there is a situation of domestic violence, and that would mean that there's a tremendous imbalance in the in the functioning of the couple, we absolutely would not mediate that type of case.
And you would suggest to them that they each get their own lawyers and go from there.
Correct.
And even if there's a case, where the parties do not relay that there was any domestic violence, verbal or physical, and if they come to mediation and we see that one party is really overshadowing the other party, we will stop the mediation and we will not continue mediation.
I would imagine under a situation like that, you would want to have them each represented by counsel during the mediation process.
Correct. One thing you asked earlier is...
It's a balance of power thing.
It's a balance of power. So it can often be balanced out by bringing attorneys into the mediation process, which can be extremely helpful. And that, again, is voluntary, but we find that that is something that couples will choose to do at times, and that that helps the process along quite a bit.
And just from personal experience, that's what I'm doing on my mediation. My lawyer comes with me. My wife's lawyer comes with me, to the table. And then we have, now, unfortunately, there is a division. The scales are not equal. We walk into the room, there are four divorce lawyers there and one non-lawyer. So it's not equal. And I'm wondering, you're talking about verbal abuse. I would think that in just about every marriage that is dissolving, at least one spouse is going to claim that the other is emotionally abusing them, whether it's verbally or otherwise. I assume you screen that out. That's different from you got a guy who's physically assaulting his wife.
Right. Well, it's something that we discuss with both parties very carefully. And also, if the process begins and we see that one person is silent and the other person speaks for them or is much more vocal, we try to balance that out ourselves. And if we find that we can't do that, we would discuss consulting attorneys and the possibility of bringing attorneys into the process.
Okay. I know when we were talking earlier today before we got on the air, you used the word called caucusing. Now, could you tell us what caucusing is?
That's simply a term that means we meet with the parties individually. And
so that each is in one room? They're both there at the same time? Or is it different times that...
No, each party has a chance to speak to the mediators privately.
Okay.
However, in our particular practice, we try to meet with the parties together unless there's a real need to meet with them individually or unless the parties request to meet with us individually.
Okay. And does that work better when you have lawyers in it than when you don't have lawyers there? I would imagine caucusing without lawyers there's room for bias to be thought. You know, people's minds run wild and they think they're being taken advantage of. Whereas if the wife and her lawyer are meeting with you and then the husband and his lawyer are meeting with you, then it's everything is above board.
Right. Truthfully, just in our particular practice, we do it rarely. So the times when it's really been necessary, our clients have not had a problem with it. So that's
okay.
Really
all right. Now, you don't normally get a phone call from two people at the same time. You're usually getting a phone call from either the husband or the wife.
Correct.
Or the husband's lawyer or the wife's lawyer, correct?
Correct.
And what is it? What do you do? You've screened them over the phone. You screen only one person over the phone. Do you just set up an appointment for everybody to come in? Or do you say, here are a list of my good days? You say, the party says, here are a list of my good days. I'm going to have my husband or I'm going to have my wife call with a list of their good days, and we'll try and set something up. Is there a way you handle that?
Well, actually, both of the things that you said are true. It depends on the person who calls. Some people say, after I talk to you, my wife or my husband is going to call you, you know, right away. Some people say, I'd like to come in and here are the days that are good for both, you know, my spouse and myself. So it just depends.
Okay. All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the process works. I have a lot of questions about that because I have been a lawyer in mediation countless times, and I've been a litigant in mediation once. You are listening to the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and I'm here today with Emily Jonas and Susan Herzog.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
The perfect lead-in, Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar. Okay, you've got, but your office isn't a battlefield, is it?
We try for it not to be.
Okay, so husband and wife walk in. Let's do it without lawyers first. They walk into your office, and how does it work? How does the process work?
Okay.
Because I've never seen it without lawyers. I've either been a litigant with a lawyer or I've been the lawyer.
Right. Well, the husband and wife walk in, and what we do is the first half hour or so, we give a free consultation because we want to carefully explain the process. We explain the process of mediation, that it's a voluntary process and it's confidential, and we go through all the parameters of what mediation is about. And at the same time, we explain the process, the other processes that are available, because we want people to make a we want them to make a decision that's good for them. So we explain to them what it would be like if they were to go to attorneys and if it would be an adversarial divorce. And we also explain what the collaborative process is about.
Okay. And there are specific rules?
We have rules. We give out a list of rules for the couple. Emily, do you want to pipe in?
Well, you know, why don't I come back to that, because we have a caller on the line. Peggy from New York is on line two. Peggy, are you there? Hi, Peggy.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Good.
I have a question to ask.
Okay, ask away.
Susan and Allie, I appreciate that you mediate together, and I think that teamwork must be very unique. And I'm wondering if you could describe how working with a team in mediation can enhance the outcome.
Well, I think it can enhance the outcome because there's two mediators, two minds working together to help arrive at creative solutions. And it's interesting because we're both women working together as a team, and then there's a husband and a wife in the room, and we've never had a husband complain that he felt like there were three women in the room or anyone was teaming up against him. We really work together and maintain our neutrality, and we also, you know, sometimes there are rough spots in mediation, and one of us, you know, can jump in and think of a different way around it, and it really works out.
That's very interesting.
Do you have any other questions for me or my guests, Peggy?
Yes, actually, I do.
Okay, let's
see. I'm wondering if you find that people come back to you post their divorce for any other issues that require conflict resolution, if you found that mediation, the experience leads them to come back again for future help?
That's a great question.
That is a good question. Actually, in the separation agreement that if the couples ask us to write, there is a clause that where couples agree to come back to either mediation if they choose to, or arbitration, or they may agree to go to a therapist if there is a conflict that arises after the separation agreement is written that they can't resolve on their own. So it is something that the mediation process actually helps the couple to learn how to resolve their conflicts. But if there's a major issue that comes up, then they often will come back.
Have you experienced that?
Yes, we actually have.
And we also get couples that we didn't do their mediation, or maybe they didn't participate in mediation, but they after their divorce, they have issues, and they choose to come to mediation to work it out.
That's fascinating. So it becomes educational as well as helping them resolve their struggle.
Right. And it's actually, it's a really great thing, especially when people have children. They either have good communication skills already, or they hone them through the mediation process, and they're able to use those on their own for, you know, for years to come to work out family issues that come up.
Which is a good thing, because usually the number one reason to get divorced is that you're not communicating. So if you can learn through the mediation process how to do that, which you should have done before and probably did it one time so you could get married and make babies, so you're relearning a trait.
Well, thank you. It's really interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much for calling, Peggy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. So, we were talking about, you know, I'm going to switch gears for a minute. We'll come back to the rules in a minute. You're talking about agreements. You guys are two trained, licensed lawyers. You write the agreements, or do the party's lawyers write the agreement?
It's their choice. When we are both attorney mediators, and at the end of the process, it is up to the clients to decide if they would like us to write the separation agreement or if they would like their consulting attorneys to. Generally, clients have asked us to do it. At that point, we're functioning not as mediators anymore, but then as straight attorneys.
Okay. And under those circumstances, when you write the agreement, you don't just say, okay, guys, here's the agreement, sign it. You say, I would imagine you say, go to a lawyer and make sure that that we've covered everything you two have agreed on and that we haven't forgotten anything.
Absolutely. It's not a simple process. We write a draft, and in our practice, we really are very feel it's very important for the clients to seek consulting attorneys so that if they haven't done it early on in the process, which is our preference, because we don't want things to be undone at the end, but certainly when the draft of the separation agreement is written, we have them see their consulting attorneys and then come back to us with any additions, deletions, anything that needs to be addressed.
And then you might even have a session with all the lawyers, with the lawyers and with the people.
We may have more sessions, correct.
Okay. You described yourself as attorney mediators. Are there any other kinds of mediators?
Yes, they're social work mediators, and they mediate, and then they write memorandums of understanding as opposed to separations agreement,
okay.
And then they have attorneys do the agreements.
Okay, and I would imagine they're more for the children issues than they would be for the economic issues. Is that a fair statement?
No, they mediate everything just the same way we do.
Okay.
And they take trainings, and they're trained in basic matrimonial law and everything else. It's just that they don't write the agreements. And I meant to say not just social workers, but a lot of different mental health professionals are mediators.
Right. And you guys, as lawyers, you do the custody mediation as well?
Yes, we do. We mediate every issue that that is part of the whole divorce process.
Okay. And just so... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say about custody mediation, that's really one of our favorite areas because that's where people can be really creative in how much time they spend with their children and what they do and really do things to meet the needs of every member of the family as opposed to court-imposed solutions, which may be, you know, you see your child every other weekend and every Wednesday or something like that.
Do you ever see the children?
Do we ever see the children?
Yeah.
We have not as of yet, but it is something that they the couple is certainly we welcome.
I mean, I would imagine you wouldn't see a 2-year-old, but you might see a 16-year-old.
No, we have invited couples to have their children participate in any part of the mediation process, or at least a session. And people often think about it. Nobody so far has wanted to do it.
Okay, well, I wouldn't want to bring my child in either, but I know. Emily, you said with your area of expertise that you did mediation in through the courts.
Yes.
Now I know through most of the state of New York, there is usually custody mediation involved with a social worker through the court system, and I understand that there's a new pilot project. That was the word I couldn't figure out. Pilot project in Westchester County. Could you explain what that is?
Right. In the Supreme Court, there's now a whole panel of mediators, and Susan and I are on the panel, and the matrimonial judges are going to be referring people to matrimonial cases to mediation.
Now, will this be mandatory or will this be voluntary?
I believe it's ultimately a voluntary process. The judge can suggest it and recommend it. I believe that participation is ultimately voluntary.
Well, I have found that 30 years of practice, if the judge says you should do something, usually you should follow the judge's advice because it'll come back to the judge that you were the one who said, I don't want to do it. We are going to talk more about this when we come back. I'm talking with Emily Jonas and Susan Herzog. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3500.
212-215-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling.
You've lost that love and feeling. By the Everly Brothers. I'm putting together a CD of divorce songs. This is great. Thank you, Sam. If we sound good, it's not because of us. It's because of Sam working the controls today. If we sound lousy, it's because of us. Usually because of me. We have Katie from Boston on the line. Katie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
My call.
Are you? Could you call to speak with me or with
quite a number of years ago, and it was such a relief to get through it and have it be an experience that was not litigated and really reduced the stress and the tension about it. And I wonder if the mediators could talk about the positive outcomes that your clients have experienced, and whether you've also seen relief from them, and if they are very grateful that there is a, I would say, kinder and gentler way to get through divorce than a litigated one.
Great question, Katie. Who wants to handle that one?
We see a high satisfaction rate among clients. Over the years, I've had couples occasionally I'll get like a Christmas card or holiday card from someone that they have a new life. They're ecstatic. They feel great. You know, they're getting along with their ex-spouse. And I've really gotten some positive feedback. I also had, this is before I worked with Susan, I had one couple, no children, very, very simple divorce. The woman was so happy and so relieved that, I mean, she must have referred like 25 people to me and saying it was the best way to possibly get divorced. So, I mean, there are a lot of people that are happy with mediation.
Another benefit of it is that through the process, the couple learns how to communicate. They learn how to communicate more effectively with one another, which tremendously helps when they have children. And when after they leave us, we find that they're much more flexible with each other. They're not stuck to what the agreement says. The agreement really is a fallback, and that they've learned how to, say...
compromise.
Right. Thank you, Larry. To really compromise with one another, which they didn't know how to do prior to coming into mediation.
And that's important because while you may not be husband and wife any longer, you're going to be parents together forever, and you're going to hopefully be grandparents one day together. So it really is important for you to communicate.
Well, I want to thank you both for providing this wonderful service. I don't think everybody knows how valuable and how important it can be. And being someone who has been through it, I know that it is of great value. And so I hope you'll let people know again how to reach you, how to find out about it, because it's such a fantastic alternative.
Katie, are you trying to take my job away from me?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that yet.
You know, all right, Susan, Emily, please give out your contact information one more time.
Of course. Our website is www.nymediator.com, and we can be reached at 914-301-5920.
And Katie, did you get divorced in Massachusetts?
I got divorced in Massachusetts, yes. And when I got divorced, I had just heard about mediation. I didn't know much about it. And when I found a mediator who had both psychological as well as legal background, it made all the difference.
That's great. Let me ask you this. In New York, if you settle everything, you never set foot in a courthouse. In New Jersey, if you settle everything, you still have to go in. Did you have to go into court for the process of the divorce?
I went in I was there for 1 hour where the judge reviewed the agreement and signed it, and that was it.
Okay, and it's a relief. That day is a relief when you go in there.
That was a relief, but I have to say that the process of mediation is such a great alternative, and I hope more and more people learn about the option, because I think there are people who go through divorce who really don't know that it's possible.
Katie, thank you so much for calling. I don't want to cut you short. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to thank the mediators for their work.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Now, I understand that you don't just do English-speaking mediation. What else do you do?
I'm fluent in Spanish, and we mediate in English and Spanish. Actually, we've had a lot of couples where one person's more comfortable with Spanish and one with English, so we mediate in both languages.
Oh, God. Good for you. That's great. Do you speak Spanish as well?
I understand quite a bit of it, but no, Emily is our fluent Spanish-speaking mediator.
Okay, let's go back for a minute to the rules. You said there were rules. Could you tell us what they are?
Well, one of the things that that's very important to the mediation process is the couple has to be comfortable giving full sharing of information. If one person is trying to cover something up, then the mediation process fails. And if we feel that that's happening, then we would stop the process. That's one very important part of it.
Now, I also imagine you would say to them, in a litigated divorce, you would have to exchange net worth statements anyway. So do you exchange net worth statements in the course of your mediation?
We can only urge them to do it. We cannot force couples to do it. If they don't do it, then part of the agreement says that we urge them to exchange statements of net worth, but they chose not to.
Okay. Oh, so you could actually settle a case without ever exchanging net worth statements.
Yeah, they usually, without exchanging signed statements of net worth.
We're going to talk about this when we come back for the final segment of this week's The Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
The Human League. Don't you want me, baby? We have yet another caller. Melissa, how are you today?
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question for either of my guests or myself?
Yes. I'm just wondering, are there any resident requirements for mediation to take place?
No. The residency requirements...
I live in New York. However, my... husband lives in the state of Washington.
No, you're
Would that be a problem? I mean, you know, I'm having a difficult time that, with everything else because of the residency requirements. However, would it be possible to mediate possibly with one individual living in the state and the other one maybe phoning in? Would something like that?
I don't see why
possible?
Not, but let me ask the experts.
It's possible, but we would have to try and make sure that it works. As long as it seemed like it was working, we could continue to do it.
And I mean, something like a conference over the phone.
Well, you could also use Skype or iChat. I mean, it's the technology is wonderful. And most people can communicate face to face over the internet. I know that I'm not divorcing my daughter, but my daughter and I speak face to face every day, and she lives in Maryland, and I live in New Jersey.
Okay.
So. The technology is there, and it can work. So
okay.
I don't see that as being a problem. What you may have an issue with is finishing the divorce once you have a separation agreement. But once you have a separation agreement, the rest is easy.
Okay.
That's when you would talk to your own individual lawyer. And depending on how creative your lawyer is, you can get divorced sooner or later.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No, that was it, actually.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, let me just go through my notes one more time here. Okay. Rather than going through more questions, I'm going to ask my two guests if they would think about coming back for another show. This has been really enjoyable, and I know that there are a lot of people out there with questions. Hopefully you can come back.
We would be very happy to,
Larry. That would be great.
Thank you for asking us.
I want to thank you both for coming in.
It's been a
learning experience. And like I said, I have custody mediation on Wednesday. I don't know what they're going to do because my 17-year-old is going to say where he's going to live and when he's going to see which parent. And my 22-year-old is too old to be part of the process anymore. And I am continuing in economic mediation, and hopefully that one last issue will be resolved before my divorce trial, which is on the calendar. See, that's why I had you in here. It was selfish of me. I want to know things. Again, to my listeners, if there are topics that you want addressed, email me. Larry@divorcebybloom.com or call my office at 212-964-3502. I would be more than happy to talk to you about show ideas, any of your legal questions, any of those things. Let me update you on the calendar one more time. Next week is 2 days before Father's Day. John Prezioso will be there. Marina Lombardi and the Child's View of Divorce is June 25th. Have your children listen. Have your children call. Mark Huppert will tell you how to get sexy again on July 2nd. We will have a networking show on July 9th. Collaborative Law and Divorce on the 16th. The Domestic Violence Show on July 23rd. And we'll end the month, which unfortunately will be ending the first half of the summer, with Dr. Lisa and women's issues in divorce. I have had a great time here today. It's been a blast. Please, Susan, Emily, keep emailing your people. Tell them to listen to other shows. Tell them that your podcast will be available. Sam, that podcast will be available by Monday, right? So today's show will be on no later than Monday. So please listen in. Have your friends listen in. As always, I want to leave you with the following, if I can find it. Can't find it. That's the story of my life. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Something about stormy weather. Just put on a face and we'll be together. I don't have my notes today. I'm sorry. Happy trails to you till we meet again. This has been the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom. My guests have been Emily Jonas and Susan Herzog. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. And we'll see you next week. Happy trails.